Governor, how does the passage of Amendment 10 yesterday affect your relationship with the legislature?
Well, I mean, as governor, it's my responsibility to balance the budget and keep government within its means. We will continue to review its implications, but we have some real concerns about its impact on the state's fiscal solvency. The situation we're in right now is a perfect example. We would need revenue growth of 11%. 11%. That's more than double what we're on track to achieve, obviously more than double of even the, you know, the CRE, to fund the budget passed by the legislature. To balance the budget, I've had to make restrictions. The legislature can now override those safeguards, which would put our state, for the first time in history, in a position of obligating more money than we have. More money than we have to spend. You can't spend money you don't have. So it's going to take some good hard work by everybody for us to maintain the tight fiscal discipline we've shown in the past.
Yesterday, the Republican Party picked up one seat in the state Senate and nine seats in the House, with a tenth one today because somebody changed parties. What kind of message does that send you?
In my time I've been governor, I've had the great opportunity to work with folks of both parties. And the responsibility, in order to get things through the legislature, to have folks of both parties involved in every one of those major deals. So whether it's strengthening the mental health system or revitalizing our automotive industry or building a new Fulton, or we've worked across the aisles to get things done. So that's what I've done the last 6 years. I'm going to continue to do it. I mean, 163 different districts send people up here in the House, 34 in the Senate, still the same Missouri out there. As I've said before, time and time again, I look at this not whether people ride up here on a donkey or an elephant. I look at the district they represent, and I try to work with them to move our state forward. So I don't think it'll any sort of dramatic way, change what I do. Like I said, I spend a lot less time being some sort of analyst and a lot more time trying to move the state forward. So I've already got good experience at working with significant majorities of the other side, and we've gotten a tremendous amount done. The aforementioned auto jobs bill that continues to pay dividends for our state is another good example of bipartisan stuff done that we'll continue to work on.
That being said, the Democratic Party is in tatters in most of the state, including rural area and your home. What do you think accounts for that? Why can the Democrats not win any of those seats, and why can they lose six or seven in your home county?
No, I'm not sure. I just really don't. Elections are over, and I certainly whatever I do. Is not going to be based on some sort of analysis of what happened yesterday. It's what opportunities are tomorrow. And so I really, the people have spoken, so I look forward to working with the people that have been elected to come up here to this town and in their various places around the state. The political winds shift, and they always have in a state like Missouri. They shift back and forth. But the obligations of chief executive and the obligations to serve all 6 million Missourians has not shifted and will not shift. I'll continue to be very aggressive to move forward what I think is the right agenda for our state, and look forward to working, joining with people, regardless of what party they're from or what region of the state they're from, to accomplish good things for our state.
Next year, when you're evaluating next year's budget, and you come across a line item that you feel needs to be temporarily withheld, and under the new constitutional amendment, the House and Senate override that veto, will you put that money back? Do you have the authority to maybe just withhold it again?
We'll look at all this. We're only 14 hours into the thing being passed, so we'll look at it. But I just think where we are right now is a perfect example of kind of the in essence the challenge that that these folks by doing this have done. I mean, their budget requires 11%. Us to go up 11%. There's nobody that says we're going up 11%. the budget we agreed to, basically the CRE numbers, were ended up being in the 5% range. So, you know, you can't spend money we don't have, and adding another step or two to make it more complicated or difficult is not how we got our AAA rating. Is not how we have operated. Not only me, but folks in the past. But we'll make it work the best we can. I found it interesting that in North Carolina, the Speaker of the House there, Speaker Tillis, that won, defeating incumbent Senator Hagan, U.S. Senator, during that campaign. You know, in essence, I don't want to speak for him, but moved dramatically to saying that there's a path forward on the Medicaid issue in that particular state. I think shifts like that you're seeing across the country. You've seen, obviously, you saw, although he lost, Governor Corbett, although Wolf will probably move forward on that. You've seen many other states since we've been here last time, whether it's Indiana, Governor Pence moving forward, whatever. I think it's more the whatever the political landscape of how the folks in the legislature analyze it. I mean, clearly it's the right thing to do. Not doing it is causing a drag on not only a drag on healthcare opportunities for folks, but also a drag on the economy. I mean, we're coming up on January. It's $2 billion that Missourians paid in taxes is not being used here in our state. And states that are using that are able to move their states forward. You know, one of every six jobs is health care. I don't know. I look forward in the coming days and weeks, I'm going to be meeting with the legislators and legislative leaders as we begin discussions about the next session. You know, I've been clear where I think we ought to go. And
of course, your time the last 2 years has been spent organizing coalitions, get alignment groups that even sometimes normally support Republicans to try to convince the legislature to get this done. And that has not happened, and now the Republicans have even larger numbers. Is this something you're going to spend that kind of time on in this environment?
Like I said, I don't think of it as a partisan issue. I think of it as a Missouri issue. So, I mean, the trouble is other folks think of it sometimes as a partisan issue. Hopefully elections, put things behind folks and get you to the table. It's something the state ought to do and something that we could get good reforms if we did. So after I have all these meetings with all the new leadership and whatnot, we'll lay out what a plan is to move forward. It's clearly the right policy, and at the rate things are moving forward, many other states continuing to move forward in that area. What's the old Bob Dylan line? Doesn't a weatherman know which way wind blows? You know, I mean, it's moving, and I'd like to get it. I'd like to get it done. Yeah.
Make sure we understand what you're saying, that despite voters handing you historic margins for the opposition party to control the House and Senate, neither your agenda nor your tactics could have changed.
We've been pretty successful. I mean, I don't gauge my success on all these the election things out there. I mean, I gauge it on my own, where I've done relatively well. The public has had numerous opportunities to interact directly with me on the ballot, and in all of the, at least the last five or six of those, in overwhelming numbers, they have said to continue on the path I'm on. Just because a couple of different people got elected didn't mean Missouri dramatically changed yesterday. I know this state pretty well, and I think I'm in a unique opportunity here with 2 years to go to push extra hard to get things done, and I will. Anybody that thinks that I should, I'm realistic about numbers. I can count, but when you're getting down to one or two, you're missing the missing this anyway. The stuff that we have done that has been important has taken a little time sometimes. I may, if there's one reason I'm pushing a little hard, it's because it would appear, my legal counsel at least tells me, that the Constitution limits me. I'm still having him review it, but it would appear that I've only got 2 years left, 2 years plus a couple of months. I get a chance to talk to a lot of Missourians, they elected me twice in this job with very clear instructions to work hard every day to create jobs, to be fiscally disciplined, to focus on making sure we have a public education that can system that can deliver for the future, and that we never forget and leave behind people that are less cared for less lucky than us. And I think on all four of those zones, I'm going to continue to work with indefatigable effort on what Missourians want me to do, and we'll continue to try to bring folks along.
Any details yet on the formation of the Ferguson Commission?
Yeah, I mean they're doing some more interviews today. I mean, first of all, we had very solid group of folks, both nominated and applied and whatnot. Just on the application process, one section of it, we had over 300 folks. I had a chance to read each one of the at least the paragraphs they said why they wanted to be on there. I mean, when you're government and you have the public send something to you and you read it, it's not always, how should we say, laudatory, but I'll only say of the 323 folks that I had a chance to look at least that paragraph on, I mean, the high percentage, well into the upper 90s, were incredibly serious, incredibly thoughtful, and a deep desire to come at the root causes that have caused that have that in that area, and those are, we all know, those are issues involving race that run very deep in some regions of our state, visions of and realities of inequality that still exist in our society, it'll be hard to make the choices of which 15 will have serve, but I am confident that we will have a strong, dynamic, diverse group that will make thoughtful, long-term and short-term, but I mean we actually need long-term recommendations on the key underlying issues that I laid out. I've been very heartened by the outpouring of, and like I say, we're in an interview process today in St. Louis. That's why a number of folks are up there finishing some of those. We've been interviewing a lot of folks, and really good folks. It's going to be hard to cut it to 15. Since you're retiring, okay. Well, I mean, we'll continue to provide public information in a way that attempts to service the needs of you all and of Missourians. And She will be like all other directors and operating under the policies that we have to try to get information out in a consistent way, so that we're making sure that folks, so that she is fully informed, her staff is fully informed, and everybody is about what the position of the government is on something. Anybody else? Oh, is that what? No more pictures while voting. Okay, those of you that know John was John is he's the day you get now or any time in the future a tweet from John Watson, please forward it to me wherever I am in the world, because it will show that you and I have lived a very, very long life.
Election question.
Okay.
The National Republican state leadership committee dropped almost $300,000 into the whole county circuit judges race. But the incumbent Judge Joyce won that race by 1,343 votes out of more than 22,010. My question to you is, do you have any concerns, any thoughts on the idea of national groups inserting themselves in a one county?
Yeah, I mean, we had an interesting talk about this morning. Yeah, he looks at his watch when I started to answer like that. I'm sorry, it's not going to be that long. I mean, and once again, it's up to local jurisdictions whether they want to have a nonpartisan court plan or not. But, I mean, judges in this state have a history of being able to make their decisions absent the concern of partisan politics. And generally around this state, even where they're elected, it remains a bastion where we have not seen as much kind of political pressure or if I make this decision, what will happen politically. And that independent branch of the government has been able to operate independently, whether I agree with them or not. You know, I mean, whether any of us agree with them or not. I think this is a real solid statement by the people of this area that, you know, judges that work hard, that make decisions, that are close to their community, should be reelected regardless of their party or their background so that they can continue to make the necessary independent decisions that are vital for a democracy. So I think the rebuking of these external over-politicized dollars that come flying in is a great signal that Missourians like to have an independent judiciary, not a political judiciary. And I am confident that every judge this morning breathed a sigh of relief, whether they agreed with Judge Joyce on some decision she makes or will make or not, that the people of Cole County were smart enough and informed enough to say no to these type of tactics.
Governor, I wanted to follow up on what Bob asked about earlier. I wanted to clarify. So you're saying you want consistent information coming from your department. Does that mean, I just want to make clear, that means you're saying that all statements, all...
No, I'm not saying that. I'm 6 years in, guys. We're going to keep the same rules of engagement we've had before.
So when I call the Department of Health, I might be talking to the state epidemiologists about an outbreak of disease. I mean,
well, maybe the state epidemiologist is working. Not sitting there waiting for somebody to call. You know, I mean, we make information available, and we make it. We try to make sure what we say is accurate. We try to make sure what we do is timely, and we have an obligation to you all to get that information to you, and we try to live up to that obligation. That's the way it rolls. We'll take one more. I'm sorry. I know I've yeah.
Actually, when you were Attorney General, Benny Donald was a state epidemiologist. He was go-to source of an MD. It was rarely talked to.
Guys, we spent, the whole country spent... Right. Yeah, the whole country spent 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks with people saying all sorts of things about Ebola and 4 years ago H1N1. On health matters, having a consistent, appropriate, mature... verifiable position, not just getting somebody on the phone saying what they think, is really important. So you bet we're going to make sure that we're communicating directly, consistently, and appropriately on these matters involving public health. I mean, it's, I mean, you got, I mean, these are very, the way that the especially with this Ebola thing, I mean, my golly, you've got, some of the things that were said and done in the first few weeks of that, have been very, just challenging. So on public health things especially, when you have outbreaks of this nature and when people have a great deal of fear, when it's in some people's interest to stoke that fear for reasons other, I'm not saying the media, but there are other people that would stoke that fear far, or especially during an election cycle, some of the stuff that was said was health-wise very irresponsible around the country. And I just wasn't, we wanted to make sure that we were a solid source, that we were consistent in our policies, that we were appropriately prepared for whatever might occur, but that we were doing that while balancing the rights of Missourians and not trying to see situations where in other states you had schools closing, you had people locked up when they came to America with no rights and all that sort of stuff. And we were very involved and disciplined in how that was communicated publicly, just because failure to do so could lead to significant fear out there at times that it's not warranted. So we'll continue on matters of that nature to try to be responsible and timely. I just think Director Vasselding and her teams have done a great job of being out in front, of training, of working, of being calm. And, we will continue on matters of public health to have that level of discipline. Thank you all very much.